I love how people are rethinking their vocations, and especially young people, about how do I use the gifts that I've been given to transform the world. And one of those is a guy on my block who's a scientist who now is studying the world water crisis, and he's trying to figure out some of the best technology for providing clean water to people. And he's doing all that from our block in North Philly, you know. And this is funny, too. Actually, we met some other folks that they had heard about some of the stuff we're doing around water. And they started a little business because they thought it's so scandalous that we buy bottled water, you know. And when we have treated water all around us, they started this company where they basically bottle tap water. They take it to festivals and conferences and concerts, and they sell this water. And then they give all the money towards World Water Relief, you know. Just there's so much imagination that's out there.
And
there's communities.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. There are other communities that are maybe different from yours, but kindred.
Yeah. And we're really careful not to just try to spread one particular model of community. You know, folks call us all the time and they're like, can we start a Simple Way community? And we're like, well, do community, you know. We don't have a brand or a franchise going on, you know. And one of the things that we're doing that's really exciting is we're having what we're calling Schools for Conversion every month this year, hosted by a different community around the country that's trying to figure out how to live a little differently from the patterns of the world, you know. And so those are going on all over the country, and they're 4-day immersions in a community to try to study the marks of our life. And it's very much within this idea of a new monasticism to try to give exposure to communities that are working that out well. And there's communities of people that have been living together for 50 years and do alternatives to insurance and things like that. One of the things that I'm now a part of is a group of us that share our medical bills, and there's now 20,000 of us that meet each other's medical bills, and it's beautiful because when you get sick,
what does that mean?
You have people.
There's a pool of money that
So the way that it started was like 500 people that said they wanted. Somebody had gotten sick, and so they paid the medical bill for this person, and they said, well, that's great. If we can do that for them, we can do it for each other. And now, 20 years later, that group has grown to about 20,000 of us, and we've paid over $400 million in medical bills. And again, this is Christians. This is a group
called Christian
Healthcare Ministry.
But how does that work?
Christian Healthcare Ministry.
How much money does everybody contribute?
We give, it's a contribution we give each month, which is sort of a sliding scale. I give about $100 a month. And I know that over 90% of that is going directly to my sister's and brother's medical bill. And one month's contribution is for administration. But it also like kind of gets at what's at my heart, which is I'm not ready just to say, to the government, you've got to be what the church is meant to become, you know. And I love the work that we're all doing for universal health care, you know, and all those things. But I also want to see a church that embodies the good news, you know, that embodies things that give hope to those who have really been left outside of a lot of those structures.